On first meeting author and teacher Eli Jackson Baer, you could easily mistake him for a supreme pessimist. From his days as a civil rights activist and Vietnam War protester, he has always felt the pain of the world and the sting of social injustice. The way he reacts has shifted profoundly over the years, the result of a long spiritual odyssey that has taken Eli through the Mideast and Asia. And while his mellow voice suggests a measure of inner peace gained from lessons learned along the way, it also betrays a certain lament, a yearning for human beings to take better care of each other and of our planet.
The Earth is dying, isn't it? I mean, we see that. The species die-off now is faster and greater than it was when the dinosaurs died off. We see it. I mean, you know, the
plants and animals.
Plants, animals, the air, the water, I mean, it's all dying. It's quite obvious. Humans are dying. Humans are killing everything alive as fast as they can. And it's all done in the name of happiness. And it's all being run by subconscious motivations of ignorance and greed.
In the name of desire.
Yes, desire. Desire to be happy.
Consume more, buy more, use up more materials, cut down more forests to package those materials in.
Yes, and that's the whole program of this. You know, I was in New York around 9/11, and the first thing that people were told by the government is start shopping again. I mean, and they did. And that's the tragedy, because the streets of New York after 9/11, there had been a tearing open. There had been a vulnerability and aliveness, and people were treating each other as human beings for a while.
Let's talk about terrorism, because that has become the nom de guerre.
Well, it's Orwellian, just like the war on drugs. See, our country has been at war since World War II. It hasn't stopped. It just switches enemies, as Orwell predicted so brilliantly in 1984. Just the enemy changes. First it's the communists, then it's the drugs, then it's the... Now it's the terrorists. There's always some elusive enemy out there that has to keep us in a state of totally squandering our incredible resources in the most mindless pursuit of destruction. It's so tragic. It's so heartbreaking. And so I tried to stop it by fighting against it. Well, that didn't work. And so now I realized the only way we can stop it is one by one, each one of us, taking full responsibility and stopping the war where you are.
Stopping the war where you are means?
Means giving up this egoic war for more, better, and different, to find the truth of yourself, to find this empty, intelligent love that you are and stay true to it in such a deep level that it passes on one by one. No hierarchy, no program, no practice. Simply this alive consciousness touching heart to heart, till finally the whole world says enough, it stops here.